Posting consistently does not mean showing up online every day. But what you've done is you've added value back to your audience without selling anything to them. What you're doing is giving people stories of how they've succeeded and failed, how they are thriving in a world that is very competitive.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
And we're back with another episode of Podcast on Podcasting. And I'm your host, Adam A. Adams. Today we have DK Dalkoru Jonah on the podcast. And she's an interesting person. I think you're going to enjoy listening to her story. I had to look up a word. And I had to look this up because she claims herself as one of these. It's called a multi-potentialite. And so I was like, what does that mean? And apparently it's someone with a lot of different passions and interests. And so part of what I'm saying here is she's got two different podcasts, but she actually has like 10 podcasts in her brain that need to get out and she's excited about, and she wants to add value in all of these 10 ways. And so we want to go back, DK. We want to dive back to the day that you started that very first podcast. What were you thinking? What were you going through? What were you scared about? What were you excited about? What did you do right? What did you do wrong? And I know I just asked you like 10 questions, so let me turn it over to you.
Sure. Fantastic. Hi, everyone. My name is DK, and thanks, Adam, for having me. As you described, I'm a multi-potentialite. So I had the idea for 10 podcasts, and I was always giving people that did podcast advice and saying, why don't you do this? Why don't you promote it this way? And they're like, why don't you start? I'm like, okay. So I did a poll, and I asked people for the name suggestion. I think one thing we need to understand is we're creating podcasts for people to listen to. So I asked if they wanted me to call it the Anti-Social Media Manager's Podcast Guide, because I'm an introvert and I think I could be antisocial sometimes. And people loved that name. And then we add the Introvert's Guide to Content Creation. And everyone was like, it was 50-50. The Introvert's Guide was a little better because people said, we know you're not antisocial. You are reserved. You're an introvert. So if you're calling yourself antisocial, then you're just doing it all wrong. And I said, okay. So I went for the name. But at first I was nervous because I had a mic. I had everything. I did not know what to do about music. I tried Audacity. It didn't work for me. I tried GarageBand. It didn't work for me. I just wasn't the tech person. So I'm like, oh, okay. I've announced it. Now I'm stranded. So the first mistake I made was I created an episode and then I went silent, complete silence. Everybody's like, DK, what's happening? And I'm like, I'll be back soon. I'll be back soon. And then I had to tell myself what I tell others, because I think sometimes people that do branding and things for others, we always give in advice, but we don't take it. So with me, the first mistake I made was giving out advice that I did not take, not having a script, just freelancing and speaking from the top of my head. And I would just come, oh, my name is DK Jonah, and I say everything I want to say. But I didn't have a script. I could have bullet points. I didn't have an intro. I didn't have an outro. I was just like, all right, we're done. Bye. And those are the mistakes I made when I started my podcast. But it's been interesting because I think sometimes we learn by doing. If you don't start, you will never know what's right or wrong. So you could do all the research you want to do. When it's time to implement, that's when you have to start getting the work done. So for me, my first mistake was starting and stopping, and then starting without a script or a plan, no intro, no outro, just full on talking. Yes.
I know what it feels like, DK, to not quite practice what you preach. I understand the feeling of... So DK, one thing that I've noticed is with me, I hear what you're saying, and also I have been listening and learning from you, and I notice that you and I have a lot in common. One thing is, not to put you down or to put me down, but I think all of us are really like this. A lot of times we don't really practice what we preach. Like, we'll say, hey, this is the right thing to do. This is what you need to do. But then when we like put ourselves into the picture, we kind of let ourselves miss on a few of those things. And you've shared quite a bit of really good stuff. And I'm curious, what are the big takeaways that the listeners needs to do? And if they're going to preach it to someone else, they've got to practice it in order to get success with their podcast.
Okay, thanks, Adam. I think, yes, good at telling people what to do, but implementation, execution, no. I think for me, before you start executing, plan, have a strategy. And the very first thing you have to understand is you, your voice, how you talk. And as an introvert, most people feel that introverts will not be able to host something like a podcast. So we look down on ourselves. And I want introverts to understand that you have a voice. An introvert has a place in the market, so does an extrovert. And we can both exist in the same marketplace. So what you need to do is understand who you are and accept yourself. If you're not a comedian, don't try cracking jokes. If you are not someone that speaks fluently and can do it impromptu, don't do it. Understand yourself. So I understand I'm an introvert and I learn in a different way from people, from other people. That was the first thing I had to do. Understanding myself, understanding my voice. Then I had to understand something else, that I have skills, experiences, and what I call your unfair advantage. Everyone has an advantage that they over others that is unfair to others. Some people say, oh, I don't have the experience. I never went to school. I did not have the education. So I cannot speak on certain topics. But the truth is, everyone, your life experiences have made you the person you are today. So for instance, I worked in customer service. I have a degree in international relations. I worked in HR and I create content for people as a brand strategist. These are unfair advantages I have over other people that may just be doing a podcast. So your unfair advantage is unique to you. So while you're trying to be better than who you regard as your competition, that person is also improving themselves. So one mistake I made was always looking at, oh, Al Elrod does it this way, this person does it this way. And I failed to look at me, myself, the skills I have. Oh, as a military child, what happened to me? What are the skills I have learned along the way when it comes to engaging with people in a multicultural background? All those things help you become the best version of you. Do not neglect you first, because you are the podcast. You are the most important person. People want to listen to your voice, love your voice, embrace your skills, your weaknesses. Every single thing about you makes you the best person to speak to people about a topic. Now, the next thing we look at is, who are you speaking to? You are speaking to specific people, so you have to know them very well. Okay, I studied international relations. I mentioned that Sun Tzu always says, if you want to go to war, know your enemy and know yourself. Now, this is not warfare, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, know your audience. Since you know yourself already, now know who they are. Know where they go online. Know what books they read. Know what music they listen to. Know what makes them smile. Know what makes them want to pay attention to you. Because if your audience are not the audience that like dancing videos, for example, and you're always dancing on TikTok every day, your audience will not pay attention to you. You're trying to go viral while your main people are not paying attention to you. What I always recommend is, when you know who your audience are, for example, if your audience are planner addicts or book addicts and they reside in a certain place online, they go to Marifolio's page, they go to someone's page, you go to that page and you add value. Observe the conversations they respond to. Do not just go there and promote your podcast only. Marketing is good, but selfish marketing is just not good. Sometimes, I don't know about you, you're going through comments and someone just says, well, listen to my podcast. They're like, why? Why did you do that? But no, yes, add value before you think about any other thing. So now let's talk about value. One thing people say is they don't have time and they do not have topics to talk about. So let's talk about time first. People are giving you their time and their attention. So before you monetize, realize that people have already paid you by paying attention to what you say. They should have been listening to someone else. In the knowledge economy, there is a zillion people we can listen to, but they chose to listen to you. Credit them for listening to you. They've paid you with their time and their attention. Then, time again, people go, oh, I don't have time to create my podcast. And then they are on Netflix. They are scrolling on TikTok. I just started I just joined TikTok and I'm like, this is addictive. You could be there for 3 hours. And they go, oh, I don't have time to do my podcast. I never have the time. But what I do is, I started keeping a time log. So where do I spend my time and where do I invest my time? good enough, your phone gives you that opportunity to look at your stats to see what apps you're spending much time on. So you look at your phone, depending on the phone you're using, to look at your usage, see where you're spending your time. If you see you're spending 10 hours a day on Instagram, that's not cute because you're not monetizing it. But then you say, okay, now that you know I have the time, I have planned my time, I have planned every single thing, what do I talk about? What do these people want to know? To me, this is the best thing, that if anyone is thinking about topics and what to post, they should think about this three things. What questions, problems, and objections? What questions will people be asking? What problems are they facing? And what objections will they have towards what I'm saying? So let's look at it from podcast creators. Since your target audience are podcast creators, remember, we've defined them, they're podcast creators, they're listening to your podcast. So we are saying, okay, what questions will they be asking when they listen to your podcast? How can I start my podcast? How do I decide on the name of my podcast? How long should a podcast recording be? So the content you are creating on social media and the content of your podcast can answer the questions for your target audience, Adam. Sorry, I'm using Adam because he's in front of me. Then he thinks about what problems are they facing. They're like, oh, I have a limited budget, but what should I buy? Should I buy a mic first or should I buy lighting? And you're like, audio is more important. And then you explain why audio is important. So now what you've done is you've added value to them and you've said, oh, your audio is important. You solve the problem for them. That's a topic on its own. Objections. Everyone is doing podcasts. No one will listen to me. Then you talk about, you can have a podcast on different topics. You know what? I will bring people that are doing different podcasts and thriving and are successful. That now becomes a topic for the podcast that you're doing. And it's based on the objection people have had about what you do. So
DK,
if you think about it.
I really like this three-part system for creating content. I just want to clarify something on it.
Okay.
So you're saying that one of the best ways to create a new topic for a podcast episode or your podcast in general is to think of the three things. Number one, what questions are they asking? Your avatar, your perfect listener.
Yes.
Number two, what problems is your avatar facing?
Yes.
And number three, what objections will they have to doing the thing? And those three parts are what help you to create content.
Yes.
And topics. But my question is it like those are the three different ways that we could come up with a topic? Like you could either think of the questions, or you could think of the problems, or you could think of the objections, or is it that you have to think of all of those questions while you're creating one podcast episode or one topic? I just didn't quite understand.
All right. So the question, problems, objection could go for a different episode. So a question could lead to an episode. A problem could lead to an episode. An objection could lead to an episode. So if you have a question and you're not sure of the answers, what you could do is take that question to Amazon, Google it, see what people have created on it. And then you see what others have done on it. But it's one question, one episode, one problem, one solution is the episode, one objection, one episode.
Okay.
So you're not trying to do a box ticking exercise to say, oh, I must ensure that I solve a problem. Not necessarily. You don't have to. Some questions can lead you to solve problems and talk about the objections. If you're struggling with what to, oh, I don't know what to do, then these are a good starting point. And the truth is, it triggers down. From one question, you can get more than one episode.
Yeah.
Or one objection, you can get more than one episode. But for me, that's the starting point when people are confused. They're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Start with these simple things. It's oversimplified, I know, but it's a good starting point because I believe in simplifying it and not making it complex. Because once it's complex, people just shut down. And that's where storytelling helps. Because I know you've told me to tell my stories. That's where storytelling helps. So you're still going to tell. So the questions or problems could be someone's story. Like you just said, oh, DK, what problems did you? You didn't even notice that was a question you asked.
Yeah, good point.
So these things can also guide the questions you ask your guests. So it's just a way of creating content in any platform for the questions you ask your guests. Because people say, oh, I don't know what to ask my guests when they come on board.
I have an idea who I want to interview, but how do I know what questions to ask them? So you're like, okay, these are the problems my target audience are facing. They don't know how to show up online, DK. How do they show up online? And I'm like, okay, posting consistently does not mean showing up online every day. But what you've done is you've added value back to your audience without selling anything to them. What you're doing is giving people stories of how they've succeeded and failed and how they are thriving in a world that is very, very, very competitive.
So one of the objections that you illustrated today was not having enough time to have a podcast. And you mentioned you might be spending all this time on this app or this other app. And you mentioned that you could use a time log to be able to track and to understand and like spend the time actually saying, whoa, I just spent 4 hours binge watching on Netflix or whatever the fact is, right?
Yeah.
And so with it being, I don't have time being kind of that question or that objection, there was a couple things that I noticed. And one of the things that you mentioned today, and I frankly cannot remember now, okay, if it was recorded or not recorded, because I'll be honest with the listener right now, I mistakenly didn't have the record button going. I paused it during an issue in the recording and never realized that I didn't unpause it. So it happens. It happened today and it might happen for you as well. And don't feel too bad. Even Adam Adams made that mistake even just today. At any rate, we were talking about creating time to create.
Yes.
Like making that time to create. And that could be a little overwhelming in and of itself of like, wait, I don't have to just record. Now I have to take more time to kind of create the podcast. So that adds almost another layer of objection. Mm-hmm. And I know that you mentioned today to me, whether it was recorded or not, that when you started your podcast, you didn't have a script. You may not have created time to create. Uh-huh. And so here you were, we were going more off the cuff, no intro, no outro. You didn't really have a script, didn't really have bullet points. It was just off the cuff, whatever came out, and you ended it. And what I'm wondering is, because right now you're in a kind of a transition period, and as like one season ended and you're recording for the next season, I'm very curious to understand if for you, as you're gearing up to do this again, if you're doing this a little bit differently. Are you creating time to create? Are you going to have a script or bullet points, or will you continue to kind of go off the cuff?
I think I am doing it differently this time. I am creating time to create. So I've said, okay, on specific days of the week, I will sit down, even if I am not recording a podcast, but I will do something about the podcast, whether it's to research it, look at the graphics I want to use to promote the podcast, topics, guests I want to have on board. So it's like I'm training myself that on Wednesdays at a specific time, I am on my desk creating time for my podcast. But what I have done is I now have a format I use, and I'm not the one that started using this format, but I now have a podcast intro and an episode intro. I just used to say, oh, on this episode, I never said what the podcast was really about after my first pilot. So now I do that. So I now have a podcast intro, an episode intro, and then I have to talk about the topic, and then I do a summary. So it's following a structure. So to me, it's helping me improve the way I get things done. But if you don't have a structure, I'm not saying do not start. The beautiful thing to do is start. You will understand your style when you start. So even if I have a script, I improvise a lot. So that's my style. That's my strategy. I speak from the top of my head. It's a gift that comes naturally to me. So I had a situation where I booked a guest. I was supposed to go live. The guest did not show up. I went live and I said, hi, everyone, I'm live. Okay, my guest is not here, but what we're going to do is what I'm going to call a solo view. Now, I defined what a solo view. So that was me improvising on the spot. And everybody was like, how did you think about that? I said, I have no idea. I just said, an interview is with a guest. A solo view is just me. So the questions I was going to ask my guest, I will ask myself and let's have a wonderful conversation. that sometimes you have to improvise and do not be afraid. We will make mistakes. I told Adam, I'd done a recording, a full recording, one of the best I'd ever done, and I did not hit record at all. Another time I recorded, I forgot to plug my mic back in, so there was no audio. And sometimes what I do is I take those silly videos that I did without audio or something was wrong, and I just put it on social media just for the fun of it. And they're like, DK, we can't listen to the audio. I was like, we're both in the same shoes. So some people say, okay, record your audio separately. And some people give tips, but we will not know until you start. The most important thing about podcasting is starting. You have to start. You can't start saying, when I do it, because we all add master plans. I will always have my transcript. It will be time stamped. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And then you start and you realize that it does take work. Start small, but increase your productivity, increase your performance. Do not be too hard on yourself. I think sometimes we are so hard on ourselves. I had a friend saying, I can't listen to myself. Once I record, I can't listen to myself. There are people that are like that. But I have people that you can trust that you can listen to your podcast for you if you are someone that is like that. And you could have your podcast saying, okay, this is me freestyling today. There's no script. There's nothing. I just want to have what I call a rant. So there is flexibility and connection with your audience. It doesn't seem as if every single thing is scripted. The truth is, with podcasts and with everything, we are interacting with human beings. We want to engage with them. We want to participate in there with their stories, connect with them. And that's what your audience wants. They want to connect with you. They want to feel like they know you. I tell some stories and my audience already know the next thing that is coming next. They're like, DK, don't tell me you did that. I'm like, yes, I did. And then they're like, oh, there are certain things that, there are certain fruits I like that once it's seasonal, and my people send me the pictures because I've talked about it on my podcast. DK, the fruit is out because it's seasonal. Don't take the social out of social media. Your podcast is still a social interaction with people. What we do is we just see it as interaction. We take the social part out of it. People listen to podcasts for the personalities. Think about it. If you're having a conversation with your friends, you're having a good conversation. They come to you for the stories you tell, or when you're recalling memories. People connect with stories a lot because they get to see themselves. So you're not coming to your podcast to show that you're perfect. I talk about my imperfections. I'm like, all right, like you said, DK and I, we did not hit the record button. That is being real. So because you're real, people will connect with that completely. You're not trying to be who you're not. You're not telling them, I'm the podcast god. I never make mistakes. Everything is always perfect. But you're able to say, I make mistakes, but we don't give up. That's what I was saying. If I have to tell your audience anything, once you make a mistake, don't give up. Look at it, but keep moving. Just keep moving. Consistency online doesn't mean showing up every day or every week. Have your schedule. Let people know how often you want to upload and stick to it.
DK, I want to take and dissect a little bit of what you've shared with us so far. There has been a lot of really good information, feedback. And so one place that I'd like to start is you mentioned graphics, editing, pod intro, episode intro, the topic, the summary, all of that structure. That's one thing that I want to talk about it here in a moment. Additionally, you mentioned we're connecting with, quote, human beings. And I want to take that even one step further for the listener. I want you to feel, as you're a podcaster, I want you to feel like you're connecting with a human being. I want it to be a little bit more intimate. I loved what DK said about we are connecting with human beings, like one-on-one connection. It may be beneficial as you're starting your podcast to think of your one avatar that DK's mentioned, that she's got her one perfect listener, that she understands them in and out, what they're worried about, what they're going through, what their problems are, how to solve them, what questions they have, what objections they have. And she tries to solve that one thing for that one listener each and every time. And I want you to think of it that way as well as you're creating your podcast, to be talking with one person. Just like I'm talking to you right now, I don't know if you're going on a run, if you're in the gym, if you're cooking, or if you're on a drive, but I am doing my best to speak with you. Instead of connecting with humans, I just want to connect with you, the human. And I want you to be thinking about that too when you create your podcast. I thought that was really good. I really also liked this quote, don't take the social out of social media. I think that's impactful and it can really help each and every one of us understand that the social media does need the ability to have back and forth, to be able to have a conversation, communication, engagement. So that was really important. I also liked how you said, DK, either you're not coming to your podcast because of perfection or they're not coming to your podcast because of perfection. And it's okay to make mistakes like I did today. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to be okay with that imperfection and embrace it and to feel comfortable with going ahead and starting. So I wanted to bring that to light. I'm going to get into the wearing lots of hats here in a moment. There was one other thing that I really liked about what you had mentioned a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Which is the strategy on pages as you're promoting your podcast. It goes back to that being social on social media. Uh-huh. But I liked what you said about adding value first, not self-promotion first, because the self-promotion is absolutely the main thing that I see when I go to social media. And I go into like a Facebook group that's business related or my genre related. And what I see is people that just continue to put up a whole bunch of self-promotion. I'm the best person to do this. Hire me to do this. Listen to my podcast here. Look at what my other clients are saying about me. It just gets so overwhelming and off-putting to see that. And so when you mentioned, DK, that the real strategy when you go to those social media pages is to just add value, is to be there, to be yourself, to be a human being, and connect and add value before you self-promote. Or actually, that's not even what you said. You said not to self-promote, which is even better, because I think as you are who you are, you will start attracting people and people are like, what does she do? Or they'll go to your page and be like, oh my gosh, she can help me with this. And I think that was a huge takeaway. I want to go to this, and this might be our last and final topic. As you're mentioning the graphics and the editing and the pod intro and the episode intro and the topics and the summary and the structure, in one way, I was relieved because I'm like, okay, it's all structured. It's making sense. It's making it easy. But on the other hand, I was getting a little overwhelmed because it sounds like a lot of different things that you're juggling. You're wearing a lot of hats. You're spinning a lot of plates at the same time. And I was curious. I was curious what you think the right way to go is for a new podcaster. Do they need to be doing their own graphics and audiograms and videograms and editing and publishing and audio engineering and recording and producing and publishing and marketing and social media? And do they have to do it all, or is there parts in your journey where you're planning to or have already kind of offloaded it and it's supported you?
Okay. I will say yes and no.
Okay.
So no one can tell your story as much as you can. So when it comes to certain parts of your content, I would like you to do what I call a done with you service with any social media provider that you're working with. So you could have the DIY one, the done for you, or the done with you. Done with you say make sure that you are still part of the conversation and they're still working with your voice. Now, what I would say is most of these things, you don't need to do them every week. You lay the foundation. So you have your templates that you use for social media. Canva is amazing. You can get templates from Canva and use them. You could go to Creative Market and spend a little more money, buy Canva templates and use them to create the content that you want to create. So you're not starting from scratch. I call myself an accidental designer because I started designing by accident. I'm an accidental designer, an accidental podcaster. If you identify like I do, please use templates for it. Don't try to do it from scratch. So these templates have been created and all you're doing is editing them to suit your brand aesthetics. But the brand aesthetics and most of these things are done beforehand. So if you know that you want to start your podcast in March, by February, you try and lay certain foundations so that it's not every week you are doing some parts that cannot be automated. As much as possible, automate what you can. So I use templates a lot. I always recommend using templates from social media platforms. Editing. If, for example, it's going to take you 10 hours to edit it, and you know that you will have earned an income or done something within those 10 hours, then why don't you look for someone to outsource it to and then pay for them? And maybe a fraction of the amount that you will have earned in those 10 hours that you use editing, that you get to pay that person. So we understand that most people that are starting podcasts do not have the financial resources, but there are platforms and there are ways you can edit a podcast and you can make your podcast flow. Maybe with what you're doing, where is you record and stop, so you're not just long-winged and your energy level is dropping when you are recording because you did not click on stop, you're just recording non-stop. But you understand that, okay, I'm recording for 1 hour, I can't talk for 1 hour, I can talk for 5 hours, but so many people can't talk for 1 hour at a go. So they take breaks at intervals and then record those small bits and bring them together and merge. So I will say, if you can outsource certain parts of the job, outsource it, but do not lose your personality while you're outsourcing it, especially with regards to your social media content creation. You do not have to have Photoshop. Canva is amazing. You do not have to go to creative markets to buy expensive templates. Start with the templates on Canva. I would say pay for Canva Pro because you can schedule your social media posts. So what I do is I have a content calendar for a month, and then I create content in advance. Because I know I'm talking on a certain topic. If I want to create an audiogram, once the podcast has been created, I already have the graphic for the audiogram created in advance. So I don't have to start doing that aspect. Oh, I need to do the graphic now. No, everything is done in advance. So I mentioned creating time to create. So you could dedicate 1 day to graphics, 1 day to something else. Because if you try and do every single thing at the same time, you're not going to succeed. I call it the power of one. Focus on one goal. If your focus is on research today, focus on doing the research on your topic. If your focus is on your script, that should be your focus for that minute. But focus on one thing at a time. If it's overwhelming, I used to do every single thing at the same time. I'm researching, I'm writing my script, I'm doing my graphics. It was a disaster. Please learn from our mistakes and focus on only one thing at a time.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. For me, I think offload every single thing that you absolutely can. Like, you had a great reason for not doing that. And it's just that some of us might not have the budget to do it right off the beginning. So my thought is always just focus on the thing that you're best at. If you love to just talk and you're great at talking and connecting with your listener, then you might be able to offload all the content creation, all of the marketing at the end, all of the Canva stuff, all of the headliner stuff, all of the publishing stuff. But if our budget is not where we are able to do that right off the bat, we might end up having to do a lot of it. You mentioned something that I'd never thought of and or heard the way that you mentioned. And it was like, you can DIY, do it yourself, DWY, do it
done with you,
done with you, and DF, done for you. Yeah. And I think that's interesting. I think that you could be like, depends on my budget and my time. Do I have more time or do I have more money? If I have a whole crap load of time, but no money, it has to be DIY. If you have a whole crap load of money, but no time at all, it has to be DFY. And if you're in the middle somewhere, then you'll be that done with you or a little bit of both. So it's a really interesting way to think about it and definitely a takeaway for the listener.
And after
Go ahead.
Collaboration. So I have a group of friends. We all started at the same time and we're all interested in adding value to each other. So we plan our photo shoots on the same day. It reduces cost. We plan certain things together. So one person is good in graphics. I'm the strategy person, so I could do the content strategy for everybody. Someone else is a good copywriter. So if we have to do videos, she's going to call us, oh, this is how we should write our copy. Someone else worked in the media. So finding people that you can collaborate with, that you can exchange ideas with, amazing.
Good stuff. I like that. And I will say that the way that you're doing it is really interesting, having a few different people with different strengths and weaknesses to be able to almost do the Henry Ford, where Ford Motor Company was kind of that first company that really started that assembly line, where one person focuses on many different cars, but they only put the windshield on, or many different cars, but they only do the wheels, or many different cars and they only put the steering wheel on, or the exhaust, or etc. But they're specialized, but they do all of the different cars, but they just do their little piece. And I think it's cool that you've been able to build that. Not everybody can find that. And I want to go one step more, because it's on the top of my head as you were discussing that. And I want to talk about real quick, just partnerships for podcasts, because a lot of people, they jump in and they're like, okay, we're going to be co-partners and co-hosts of this podcast, because I can do this and you can do this. And I will say, just to caution you, when the listener decides to be a co-host with somebody, you want to really try to figure out who's going to do what. And if you break up, if there's ever a divorce on that co-hosting of the podcast, what's going to happen? Who's going to control it? Who's not going to control it? Who's going to keep the podcast? Who's not going to keep the podcast? Because frankly and truthfully, I've seen many, many people start podcasts and have co-hosts, co-partners in the podcast, but it fails and they don't figure out kind of some of that stuff ahead of time. And so it actually goes against them. So if you're going to start a podcast, if you're listening and you're like about to start a podcast and you're thinking, oh, it would be so much easier to kind of do this assembly line, but as co-hosts, be cautious on how you set it up, whose podcast it is. And I would say do something like this. You are the host of the podcast, and that person that's going to work with you for a little bit, they are what is the best way to say it? They come to the podcast every now and again to add value. So they're not really quoted a co-host, but they're somebody who collaborates on the podcast oftentimes, but you'll own everything. And so if there ever is a breakup, then you just replace that person or you fill in the gaps. So that might be helpful. DK, Jonah, I really appreciate you spending the time coming on, and also for the amazing attitude that you had when I made a mistake on you and didn't record a lot of the episode, and you coming in and telling the listener for me, look, we all make mistakes, and what you do is you just move forward. You cannot dwell in the past, and it happens. So I really appreciated you sharing that with the listener. If you want to reach out to DK, if you want to find her, she's got a couple of podcasts going right now and probably 8 more that'll be started in the next, I don't know, 24 months. The Introvert's Guide to Content Creation. Love it. It'll support you regardless if you're introverted, but if you are introverted and you've been having all of these objections, like, I'm not really that exciting, loud, vocal person, you'll get a lot of value by going to The Introvert's Guide to Content Creation. So find that. Search for it now and do us a favor. Give her a rating and a review, the one that you feel is the honest written rating and review. I actually just gave her a 5-star rating a moment ago after listening to one of the episodes. So that's me. She also has Amplify the Gospel, because that is something that really means a lot to her. And she wants to talk about it so much that she ended up starting another podcast simultaneously called Amplify the Gospel. And I'm sure you're going to get 8 more podcasts from her over the next little while. DK, other than the listener finding you on your 2 podcasts, one of your 2 podcasts that are mentioned and actually already linked up in our show notes, what's a great way for them to find you or get a hold of you?
Instagram. I am on Instagram. So it's just DK Jonah. I made it simple. DK Jonah on Instagram. I'm on Instagram every day. I love Instagram. I'm falling in love with TikTok, but Instagram is the real deal.
Love it. Thank you. So we'll also hook your Instagram up to the show notes. So that's already down there. So you can connect with Jonah in one of those 3 ways right now. I appreciate you. We went long and it's embarrassing, but a lot of it wasn't recorded, even though it was super, super good. I think ultimately this episode was wonderful. I appreciate you, who you are, your authenticity, and I know that it added value to me and to our listener today. Bye for now. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.